Hetty Feather, written by Jacqueline Wilson and read by Finty Williams.
My new home was a small thatched cottage with whitewashed walls and roses and honeysuckle hanging around the front door. It was small and dark and crowded inside. It smelled of cooking all the time, plus strong yellow soap on a Monday, wash day. That was our wash day too. When the sheets and all our shirts and frocks and underwear were flapping on the line, our mother, Peg, popped all us children in the clothes tub. Gideon and I were tossed in first. Gideon always cried, but I bobbed up and down like a duckling and only wailed if Mother rubbed soap in my eyes. Gideon was my foundling brother, my baby travelling companion in the basket. He was not much bigger than me, a pale, spindly baby with a thatch of black hair and large eyes that fixed you with a mournful stare. "There's not enough meat on these two together to bake into a pie," said our new father, John. He poked both of us in our belly buttons. It was a playful poke, but we both shrieked. We weren't used to big, loud father people. All men were big and loud to us babies, but when we were older, we saw that John was the tallest man in the village, with arms like tree trunks and a belly like a barrel. His voice was so loud his holler could carry clear across 5 acres. He was as strong as the huge shire horses he used to plough the land. No man dared argue with him because it was clear who would win, but Peg wasn't the slightest bit frightened of him. "Get away from my babies, you great fat lummox," she said, slapping his hands away. "You're scaring them silly. Don't cry, my lambkins. This is just your father. He don't mean you no harm."
"Chicky, chicky, chicky, coochie, coochie, coochie," said Father, tickling us under our chins with his big, blunt fingers.
We screamed as if it was a storybook ogre about to snap our heads off our necks.
"Get out of it," said Peg, flapping at him with a towel.
She gathered Gideon and me up out of our improvised bathtub and wrapped us together in the towel warm from the hearthside. She held us close against the vast pillow of her bosom, and we stopped crying and snuffled close to our new mother.